South Central Kowloon Titans coming off an outstanding year last season, going 17-6 overall, 9-2, finishing third in a very deep and talented Twin Lakes Conference. Joining us right now to take a look at the upcoming season is head coach Clive Clark. And Clive, good to talk to you. Appreciate your time here today.
Same here, Jeff. Before we get into this, I want to mention my new assistant, DJ Erkenbrock, is our new vocal instructor at the high school. And he graduated from RCL and then taught and coached in southwestern Iowa for, I think, about 7 years. He was both a football and basketball assistant. But he was a real good athlete in high school, and then he played football at Co. And so we're anxious to have him here, and he'll be a big help.
Coach, I got to ask, did you coach him when he was at RCL?
I tried. Yeah, I did. Yeah, we were lucky to have him. They had a good class, and he was a very, very good player. And hopefully I've learned a few things since then. And we'll have some new things and some old things that we can do this year.
Let's talk about this upcoming season. How did the offseason go? How's the early part of things that you're working on and want to work on here in the preseason?
So over the summer, we had, as usual, some players were very involved. Some players were playing baseball or had other conflicts. But the progress over the summer with some individual players was really good. So need to practice just like everybody else does.
What are the things you want to focus on here, maybe the first week or two of practice before that opening game?
Challenge always is that you need to get all your sets in, all your what you're going to do from a team perspective and individual development kind of has to take a back seat other than cardio. I mean, we need to get conditioning for football and cross country are different than conditioning for basketball. So the cardio and getting in the team concepts is the big deal the first 2 weeks. And then hopefully as soon as we've gotten that accomplished, we can get into more individual skill development. Obviously need throughout the season. We have that'd be doing a fair amount of shooting.
Talented group coming back for you, Coach. You know, quite a few guys that saw a lot of time last year. Joe Clark, Gavin Batta, Eli Wheelock, Tyler Leitner, Keegan Sword, just to name a few of those guys. So some good guys to be able to build around. Who do you expect to be the leaders this season?
These guys play really well together, play very unselfishly. They've had some time together, like you say, and they kind of work it out themselves in terms of leadership. We have younger guys that can contribute in certain ways, and main thing is we want them to be supportive of each other and play hard and unselfishly, and they're all very good at that. Some other guys who got some experience last year who are back are Cole Higgins and Andrew Anderson and Bryce Berquist, and we hope that they'll be able to contribute too.
You're going to have some other young guys that might be able to step in and provide some extra depth for you then this year as well?
Well, I think with those that I named, plus the ones that you mentioned, give us a pretty strong nucleus. It's always a decision as to how deep you're going to go and if you can avoid injury and other setbacks, that you're going to have a group of somewhere between 8 and 10 that are going to be able to contribute. And I think we're close to that, and we'll see how it goes next week.
You got some guys that could be interchangeable on as far as positions this year, Coach, or do you think most of the guys, you know, once they're set, will kind of stay in those positions?
I think they're very interchangeable. We have some guys that are more post types, like Keegan. Brian Stye, I should have mentioned him, and he's a senior. He's a very good football player. Played a lot of basketball in middle school, but hasn't played in high school since then. But he played some in the off season, and he's a real good athlete. And he'll be more of a post type. But Eli, Tyler, Joe, Gavin really prefers to play outside, but can definitely penetrate. And Cole and Andrew are all going to be would-be perimeter types that are very interchangeable.
Coach, what do you anticipate the strengths of this team being? I'm imagining shooting and ball handling because all those guys do that well.
I think you're right. We have to be really good defensively. And I think in the recent teams that have done pretty well, defense was really the key. It doesn't get as much attention, doesn't not as noticeable to everybody watching the game, but it's really critical for us. We can hope to create turnovers, have to be able to rebound the defense well, but we also we need to play really hard. It requires a lot of energy, and these guys can supply that.
Concerns coming into the year? Any areas you feel like this team needs to really improve on?
You know, everybody can get better, and I had no real concern.
Coach, let's chat a little bit about the shot clock implemented this season. I guess with this team, my guess is probably not going to have an impact, but your thoughts on the implementation of a shot clock this season?
Well, you know, apparently there's a need for it with teams, some teams delaying a lot, and either way with it, you have to make some adjustments. You're going to have quite a few more late clock, or could have quite a few more late clock situations, both offensively and defensively. So you kind of have to give that a little bit more emphasis. But I don't think it's going to hurt us in any way, and I think it probably can help us in some ways.
Twin Lakes Conference, I mentioned it at the beginning of the interview, always very deep and always very strong. You guys always seem to find yourself up amongst that upper group. I'm guessing this year you guys got to feel like you can be right there in the hunt for a title again, but your thoughts on what you think the Twin Lakes Conference will look like?
Yeah, I think the conference will be even improved this year. Newell-Fond and Sioux Central bring a lot of key players back, and GTRA, I think, will be really strong. They had a good year last year, and I don't know that they graduated any of their primary players. And, of course, there's always somebody else. I think Alta had a good young group, and Manson will be improved, and I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out, and somebody always comes out of the woodwork that you don't expect. So I think it'll be a really balanced conference. It'll be a real interesting year.
Well, Coach, as always, appreciate your time. So much look forward to working with you again this year and watching this team and getting a chance to cover you guys. So appreciate your time here in the pregame and preseason interview, and best of luck in the upcoming season.
Well, thanks, Jeff, and thanks for all that you do for high school activities in this whole area.
Head coach Clive Clark again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. We'll step away. We're going to turn the focus over to the Rolling Valley Conference in Glidden-Ralston. That's coming up next here on the Boys Basketball Preview Show.